2-2. Fly ball left field. Back goes Maton, looking up at the wall, and it's out of here! Marchetta gives the Mets the lead with his second home run of the day! Unbelievable! Canna ties it in the seventh, gives the Mets the lead in the ninth. It's 9-8 New York!
All right, we are back for episode 2 of the First Pitch podcast.
Yep.
Everything Mets and MLB. Today we are back in Livingston, New Jersey.
And we are more organized.
More organized this time. We got a whole list of bullet points set out. Welcome back. Sit back, relax. Grab the popcorn, get a little drink. And Dave, you want to take us into this past series against the Phillies?
So over the weekend, the Mets took 3 of 4 versus the Phillies. 2 big wins to start the series, Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Then they lost Saturday night, doubleheader on Saturday. And then they won on Sunday afternoon. But in the first inning, the Mets pitcher that was called up for the minors in his MLB debut gave up 4 runs in the first inning with a 3-run homer to Alec Boehm.
Yeah, and then, you know, this was a really, really interesting game. Long, I think it was about 5.5 hours.
Because of the, 45-minute
rain 45-minute rain delay. But, you know, we were halfway through the game, and it was already, 2.5 hours in. So it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So we had a Boehm 3-run home run. And then, Phillies went up 4-0 pretty quickly. At first it was looking like maybe this is going to be a blowout. We have no bullpen behind him, really. It didn't turn out that way. But it was very high scoring. So to respond, the Mets ended up scoring some runs to tie the game at 4-4. We had a Michael Perez double, which really it ended up scoring 2 runs, making it 4-2. But it really shouldn't have. The bad Phillies defense allowed 2 runs to score. Brett Beatty scored from first on a ball that, I mean, it really should have been a single and 1 run scoring, but it ended up being a double, 2 runs scoring. Phillies defense throughout the whole game just kept letting the Mets back in after they scored runs. And I think that was a big difference in this game since it ended up coming down to 1 run. Then in the fourth inning, the Phillies would strike again.
Alec Boehm hit another 3-run homer, and then in the bottom of the sixth, there was a rain delay.
And then coming back from the rain delay, we had, first of all, I think Nate Fisher ended up coming to the game before the rain delay.
Yeah, he came in the bottom of the fifth, and then he did the bottom of the sixth and the bottom of the seventh, 3 scoreless innings.
That was his debut, very good, and also
14 months ago he was out of baseball and working in a bank, and yesterday made his major league debut and tossed 3 shutout innings in the Mets comeback victory. So found that cool.
So in the bottom of the sixth, Mark Canna came back from the rain delay, made a nice diving catch or sliding catch in left field. Looked good on defense, and then he came up to bat in the top of the seventh and hit a 3-run home run to tie the game at 7-7. Phillies up 7-4 after Boehm's 3-run home run, and Canna answered with one of his own, tying it at 7-7. But the Phillies weren't done yet.
And then in the bottom of the eighth, Segura pinch hit home run, always been a Mets killer, dating back several years, always been on the with the Phillies, and then in the top of the ninth, Jeff McNeil doubled, and then Mark Canna, second home run in this game, this time a 2-1 homer, massive bat flip, and then Nimmo solo homer off this guy named Seal, in his MLB debut. Good for the team and for him, and proved to be a really important thing as Diaz gave a run up in the bottom of the ninth. He didn't have it, but after extended rest did the job, and 10-9 was the final. So as Nathan's MLB debut on 3 very important scoreless innings, and Philly's poor defense that Mets back into the game, should honestly say that 2 of the Mets MVPs in this game is Mark Canna and Nate Fisher.
Definitely. So real quick, I just want to go back to these, you know, home runs and the end of the game, how it ended up turning out. So we had a 7-7 game going into the eighth inning, and it was just kind of felt like this is now a 0-0 game. Both of these teams had no pitchers, no bullpen, you know, throwing out guys who've never been in the majors before, and, you know, a lot of runs, but it ended up being tied in the last two innings. So it's basically a two-inning game. It's 0-0. Who's going to win? And Segura, that was a massive home run. Citizens Bank Park erupted. He was pumped hitting that pinch hit solo home run, bringing the Phillies up 8-7. And then that's just what made Canada's two-run home run in the ninth so much sweeter. You know, we had to score or else we were losing. And then McNeil's been so hot, hit a double. And then Canada's home run, that was just such a big moment for the Mets. And just they've always been this year so many big comebacks. It feels like they just never die, and they're constantly, you know, answering the other team when they score, and that was just a big one right there. And the Nimmo home run I thought was really important. Obviously, it ended up being important in the game, and I think we all kind of sensed that we needed more runs than just that one-run lead because, you know, Diaz was coming off extended rest, and I think that home run was just, it was great for the team in that way, but it was also great for him because, you know, he's had some struggles lately. And then, obviously, like you said, Diaz didn't really have it, but you know, he was able to get through it, gave up his first run in like a couple months, I think. So, but it didn't matter, you know, 10-9 Mets final.
Also, I think Segura over celebrated because even though it was a big home run, it's only 8-7 and the Mets were coming back all game. So, I mean, obviously it was big in the moment, but, looking back, so the Mets end the NL East road trip. I mean, technically, the road trip is still going because they're playing two games at Yankee Stadium. Probably will be a doubleheader tomorrow because it is probably going to be raining there tonight. They started off the road trip 1-3 in Atlanta with playing better the last two games and 3-1 in Philly. The Mets end the season series 14-5. That's the Philadelphia Phillies, and yeah.
You want to talk about the Mets versus the Phillies this year?
Yeah.
How so those games have gone?
The Mets have had a lot of notable moments from against the Phillies this year. So obviously, at the end of April, they did combined no hitter, and then just a week or so after that, they had the 7-run ninth inning. And just yesterday, they had the 10-9 game. Also, a few other notable games from this year include the comeback in St. Louis, where they score 5 unanswered runs in the top of the ninth after being down 2-0 down to the last strike. And the 13-12 game in San Francisco back in June or something. So, yeah.
Yeah, this team's definitely been a comeback team, and I think that's really important for the postseason because I feel like you're always in the postseason seeing these back-and-forth games, high-scoring, just like this 10-9 one. And I think it's really big that we're winning those games, and we're able to have these clutch hits in these spots and pitchers coming in like Fisher, who, you know, did the job. I think that was really valuable. We have some movement in the wild card. Philly obviously lost 3 out of 4 against the Mets, so now they are behind the Padres. Padres are a half game up on them. The Padres have won 2 games in a row, so they swapped places. But both of them still in the wild card spots. And now the Mets are the second best team in the entirety of the MLB. They are a full game in front of the Astros after the Astros lost 2 out of 3 to the Braves.
So the next series, well, yesterday the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-2. A bit of controversy in that game, because Alec Manoa, I think, hit Aaron Judge, and he thought it was on purpose to, because first base was open. But I don't really know why you do that, because the Blue Jays were down 2-1 at the time. So Mets started 2 games set against the Yankees tonight, but it'll probably be game tonight will be canceled. Max Scherzer versus Domingo Germán. Scherzer bounced back coming off, maybe looking for Scherzer bounce back after coming off 4-1, 6.1, 6 1/3 innings pitched outing for the Braves despite giving up only 3 hits. So, Yesterday, the Braves fell to the Astros 5-4, despite allowing the bottom ninth, scoring two runs, 5-2, 5-4, but Astros hold on. So that makes the, and Braves win 2 of 3 against the Astros, with the Astros winning the finale. The Mets are now 4 games up on the Braves, with the Mets winning yesterday and the Braves losing, which doesn't happen often nowadays. The Dodgers are now at a 700 winning percentage. And do you want to talk about St. Louis, Ben?
Yeah, so St. Louis, 8-2 in their last 10 games. They've won now 7 in a row. So that's causing them to pull away from Milwaukee, who is now 5 games back in the NL Central. However, Milwaukee is not looking too bad either. They're still only a game and a half out of the NL wild card.
So, yeah, when you look at it, honestly, Milwaukee is not doing too bad. They won yesterday. And it's not as much that they're doing bad. It's, well, I mean, they're not the best record in their past 10 games, but it's more St. Louis is on fire.
And you want to talk about some series to watch week for Mets fans and across baseball in general?
Yeah, so some important series this upcoming week is the Mets at Yankees. Important series for Mets and Yankees because Yankees have been struggling, but the Mets have been surging, so kind of. The Brewers at Dodgers, that's an important one because the Brewers are on a wild card chase. And the Dodgers are 84-36, 7-3 in their last 10. Then another important series is the Rangers at Twins. The Twins are in the pursuit of the AL Central. Right now they are 1.5 games back of the Cleveland Guardians. And Texas is 55-66, 6-4 in their last 10, have won 2 in a row. So it's going to be an important series. Another important series is the Twins at Astros. Important for both of those teams because, like I said, the Twins are fighting for that AL Central. And the Astros, they're just trying to, they don't really have so much, but they're just trying to make sure they are the top seed in the AL, or top one or top two, which will probably happen. Another important series is the White Sox at Orioles. The White Sox are only 2.5 back of the Guardians, and the Orioles are 10.5 back of the Yankees, but the Yankees have been sliding, and the Baltimore is only 2.5 back of the wild card. So let's check out the wild card standings in the AL. So we have Tampa, 7-3 in the last 10. Then we have Toronto and Seattle. Minnesota on the outside looking in, 2.5 back. Baltimore, 2.5 back. Chicago, 3.5. Boston, 6.5. So then in all important series, we have the Guardians and Mariners. Guardians are doing really, actually they've been doing 64-56, 6-4 in their last 10, lost their last game. And the Mariners, they've been struggling a bit lately. Only 6-4 in their last 10, have lost 2 in a row in the third wild card, but they are 2.5 games up on Minnesota. The Orioles at Astros is another important series. Orioles in the fight for the wild card, the Astros, top team in the AL, try and maintain that. I mean, as long as they are one of the top 2 seeds in the AL, that's all that matters. But want to stay number 1 because if you get to number 2, it gets a bit dicey, even though all the teams are, there aren't many teams close to the Astros and Yankees for now. And then another important series is the Braves at Cardinals.
That's a big one.
Both teams are surging. The Braves are 8-2 in their last 10. St. Louis is 8-2 in the last 10, have won 7 in a row. So that's a very important series. The Cardinals are 69-51, 1 game away from 70. The Braves have 75 wins. So that will be an interesting series later on this week.
Definitely. As a Mets fan, I think you got to root for the Cardinals. Hopefully they at least win one, but ideally 2. 3 would be amazing from the Braves. But, you know, Cardinals are a great team. We might be facing them in the playoffs, but I think really it's a lot more important that we separate ourselves from the Braves
Cardinals, you know, if they do well, it doesn't really matter that much to us. Now taking a look at the Mets' upcoming schedule.
Can I say something before? Mm-hmm. So, the Orioles beat the Red Sox in a Little League Classic yesterday in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And the Phillies and Nationals to face off in the 23 Little League Classic. And the top three teams in the power rankings have all stayed the same. The Dodgers, Astros, and Mets. The Braves and Yankees have swapped places. Honestly surprised that last week on Monday, the Yankees won fourth place. And the Braves won fifth, but they swapped. Yankees are one game behind the Braves. And, yeah, so the Guardians jumped four spots. And so, yeah.
All right, so now taking a look at the Mets' upcoming schedule for the rest of the year, we obviously have these two games against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. You know, those are big morale wins and also big wins at this point. You know, trying to separate ourselves from the Braves again. It'd be great if they can lose a game or two in their next series. Then we have an off day on Wednesday, and then we go back home to Citi Field to face the Rockies for four games, and then the Dodgers for
that
three.
First game against the Rockies, I'm actually going to.
Yes. So big homestand here. We have four games against the Rockies, three against the Dodgers, and then three against the Nationals. And that Dodgers series is really the last series where we have a really tough team. Obviously, we faced the Braves towards the end last series, but
Brewers also. But yeah,
you know that's a big series right there. Where we got to avoid, you know, really getting destroyed.
As you say. So Pirates for three game. Well, actually Nationals for three games after the Dodgers at Citi Field. Then we travel to Pittsburgh for three. Miami for three. Then we come back home to both the Cubs and Pirates for three games against the Cubs and four against the Pirates. Then we travel to Milwaukee for three games. That's a big series. One of the important series because they're a good team. Then we travel to Oakland for three games, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Marlins for two games at Citi Field before traveling to Atlanta for three games. And to finish off the series, we play the Nationals for three games at Citi Field. So, yeah, that is the schedule for the rest of the season for the Mets. So,
as you can tell, I mean, it's not too rough. We have six games against the Nationals, all of them at home. I think five against the Marlins, so those shouldn't be too bad. Pirates, they're a pretty bad team as well, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, Cubs, not too great. So, you know, it's not too bad. We got to survive the Dodgers series. We got to hopefully, you know, see what we can do against the Braves in that final series. That's going to be a big one, which, you know, it's looking like that could be a deciding factor in who wins the division. We'll see what's happening by the time we get there. But we really got to win the games in the series before then. I think a big thing to consider as well is, you know, I'm excited to see the Mets come back to Citi Field. Even at Citizens Bank Park, we had a lot of fans there making a lot of noise. It's great to see the Mets travel well.
It's also just a fact that when you, like, Mets fans at Citizens Bank Park, like, you want to be there. Well, compared to Philly fans, I mean, I'm not saying there aren't Philly fans that are passing it, but, like, you're more likely to, like, oh, let's go see a Phillies game. You know what I mean, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Mets fan going to Citizens Bank Park,
or to any ballpark,
or to any other ballpark besides Citi Field, you probably are a pretty big fan.
Plus, also, there's probably some Mets fans in Philly since it isn't too far from Queens and the New York, New Jersey metro area. So, obviously, since Joey Gallo was traded to Dodgers, he is tearing it up with the Dodgers. And, of course, it's a Joey Gallo curse, as some Yankees fans say it.
All right, so that's going to do it for our second episode of First Pitch.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening with us. You know, let's go Mets. Let's hope for, you know, if we get a season sweep 4-0 against the Yankees, that'd be pretty big, but we'll see what happens with the game tonight, if there is a game tonight, and that's pretty much it for us. Let's go Mets, yeah. And we'll see you guys in episode 3.
That will probably record in a few days, maybe after the Yankees series, or when I get back from Long Island, and we'll see you then, and this is Ben and David from First Pitch signing off. See you later.